Welcome back to the show. Todd Willick with you this morning. Well, it's a presidential campaign, so you're used to the speeches and polls and, of course, political gaffes dominating the headlines. But in this year's election, think about it, there's one unusual addition to this list I just gave you of sort of normal campaign flashpoints. That's Supreme Court hearings. So there's major rulings expected on President Obama's health care law and SB 1070, which is Arizona's contentious immigration law. The Supreme Court has positioned itself smack dab in the middle of the hottest political issues of this election. And members of both political parties are already trying to spin the news around these cases, as you can imagine. Listen to Arizona Governor Jan Brewer explaining why she thinks her state's immigration law is being challenged by the Obama administration.
This is an election year, and I believe that it was staged at the time that they knew that this was coming up, and they're playing to the Latino community, and they're trying to use that scare card, if you will.
Okay, that's Jan Brewer's take on why President Obama's administration is challenging SB 1070, but that doesn't explain why the Supreme Court chose to take it up and take it up now, because that's their choice. You can challenge a law all you want. It's up to the court to decide when to take a case, and they decided to take it now. It will be decided in June, and that is in the heat of the election season. Well, joining us now is Amy Howe, editor of SCOTUS blog. Amy provides an online commentary dedicated to all things about the Supreme Court. Amy, thanks for joining us. All right, we've talked about the decision. We talk about legalities all the time. Let's talk about the politics of the court. The classic case, of course, recently of the court impacting an election is Bush v. Gore. We all know that, 2000. But in this election, there are so many decisions piling up with the potential to directly impact politics. Citizens United, of course, has already been decided. We have super PACs now, unlimited campaign spending. The impact is obvious. The Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, now the case over the constitutionality of Arizona's immigration law. What does this say to you about the willingness of the Roberts Court to wade directly into politics in an election year?
Well, to start off, I don't think that they see themselves as weighing in on politics. I think that they definitely see themselves as doing their job. They certainly don't have to take all of the cases that come to them, but they see themselves as weighing in on issues of national importance. And so health care, obviously an issue of national importance, and it actually fell within the criteria that they look at when choosing their cases, which is that, you know, different courts of appeals had reached different rulings on whether or not the individual mandate, which is the heart of the Affordable Care Act challenge, was constitutional. So I'm sure they felt like they had to take that issue up and resolve it. And then with SB 1070, obviously it's an issue of national importance, and it was in tension with another decision that they had just last term involving another Arizona immigration law, a case called Chamber of Commerce versus Whiting. And in that case, they had held that these Arizona laws about that put strict punishments on businesses that violated immigration laws was in tension with the Ninth Circuit's ruling in this case that SB 1070 couldn't go into effect because it could be unconstitutional.
So we all know.
They see themselves as just doing their jobs, not weighing in on politics.
Right. They see themselves as doing their jobs, but we know that the court jealously guards its control over the timing of the cases that it hears, right? And often people say, well, why didn't they hear that case? They may not hear it for 3 years. In terms of timing, you know, the Supreme Court is supposed to be insulated from politics. They're appointed for life. But they read the papers. They read SCOTUS blog, I'm sure. I don't know if they listen to this program, but they read the media. They do know, even if they're just doing their jobs, they do know of the direct political impact of the timing of when they take cases. Do they not?
They do know that. I mean, they're certainly aware that this is in the middle of a presidential campaign, and they definitely see the crowds outside the court as there were yesterday and as there were for several days during the healthcare arguments. You know, again, I think their response, and to be fair, is that once someone brings the cases to them, they have to decide whether or not they're going to weigh in and weigh in on it. And so in healthcare, for example, the federal government could have tried to stretch it out and maybe take a little bit longer before the case made its way to the Supreme Court. But, you know, I think that the Obama administration at the time was confident that it could prevail at the Supreme Court and wanted to get that issue at the Supreme Court before the election.
And we'll see if that turns out to be a good decision in hindsight.
Exactly.
or a bad decision. And the election will help tell that story in the history books. Is there a historical precedent for this amount of politics right before an election at the Supreme Court? Taken all together, Citizens United v. Federal Election Commission, SB 1070, Obamacare, all together. Is this just sort of the luck of history that these things have all piled on the court at once? Or is there a historical precedent for this happening so close before a presidential election?
I do think this is really sort of a perfect storm to have this many cases, you know, that are so squarely in the public eye on such contentious issues. And you can also throw into the mix affirmative action, which the court isn't going to decide before the election, but will probably hear a case challenging the University of Texas's affirmative action policies in October in the run-up to the presidential election. You know, back in 1992, during the presidential campaign between George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, the court decided a Pennsylvania abortion case. But I think in particular, not only do you have the, you know, several cases, but in healthcare, which is sort of the crown jewel of these sets of cases, it's, you know, the court is weighing in on the incumbent president's signature legislative achievement. So it really is, I think, the perfect storm.
Yeah. We're talking to Amy Howe, editor of SCOTUS blog. Amy, before I let you go, you know, it occurs to me that whether or not the court can be accused of being, you know, politically involved, politically activist, which is all just kind of speculation. One thing is for sure, the politicians who are running for office in Congress and for the presidency are going to use these decisions for decidedly political means. I mean, all of this is going to be spun by the losers as naked judicial activism, and we've got to throw the, you know, get judges on our side back on the court. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be an issue no matter what the holding is.
Yeah, and an issue for the campaigns to use court rulings. You know, I've always said judicial activism in politics is when you lose, right?
It certainly is. And I think one thing that's certainly going to happen is that this, no matter what the court's holdings are in these cases, it will bring the court, you know, sort of back, that people will remember that the Supreme Court really matters.
Yeah.
During the middle of the election.
Bring
campaign.
It back up as a major issue if it isn't already. Well, that's Amy Howe, editor of SCOTUS blog. Amy, thank you for helping us understand some context of major decisions that impact politics. We're talking about Obamacare and SB 1070 in front of the court. Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.